Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Talking today with Don Trentum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Last time Don and I talked, we were feeling pretty good. They were coming off a very, very nice road swing in which they had swept Western Oregon and St. Martin's, only to return home for the 8th Annual Football Frenzy Day, where they were taking on Central Washington. Feeling pretty good about your chances, and boy, things just kind of came apart on you in the second half as you lose 3-0. I just throw it right out there. Obviously not the result you were looking for.
No, not at all. And you know, it was weird because I thought we trained and prepared pretty well that week. What we talked about with the team was coming out, and we're back at home now, first conference game at home, and we wanted to see some energy and some fire right off the bat because we knew Central Washington was going to come out with it. And, you know, we didn't come out. You know, we have one shot in the first half, and that's not good enough, and that's certainly not going to win you many games. And then in the second half, I thought we created chances. We certainly had the ball in front of their net at times. They had the ball in front of our net. I think statistically the game was pretty dead even. They put their chances away. We didn't.
Yeah, it was interesting in that first half, though. You didn't get a lot of chances, but neither did they. And usually, and, you know, sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong, but this was a very strange half from the standpoint that in the middle of it, I think I turned to somebody and I said, I have no idea how this match is going. I mean, I couldn't have told you who was going to win this thing. And normally you can kind of think, you know, this team really seems like this is their day. But I thought particularly in the first half, man, it just looked like it was just dead even to me.
Well, I think you had two conference teams that had played each other, what was it, maybe a week and a half earlier prior to that game, 2 weeks prior to that game. So kind of knew each other, maybe kind of feeling each other out in the first half. And, yeah, it was a pretty boring game, to be honest, in the first half, I'm sure from a spectator's standpoint. But I still felt pretty good about it at halftime, and we came out in the second half and created chances, just didn't put them away. And then when you get down 1-0 and then especially 2-0, we kind of had to throw some numbers forward, which were a pretty attacking oriented team, but we had to do so even more, and that opened us up for that third goal.
Yeah, I would imagine most of the time you go into something, and obviously even in the course of a close game, you know, you have to make adjustments and what have you, but you have a game plan going in. Obviously, when you get behind by two goals, I suspect any game plan pretty much just goes right out the window. From a coach's standpoint, you know, and this is probably difficult. This is a difficult question to answer. I realize even a difficult question to ask because I'm not sure how to word it. But at what point do you just look at a game plan and say, you know, this isn't working. You know, it's time to just throw a little pride out the window and just do something different.
Well, I think you stick with your game plan. It's tough to answer, but I think you stick with your game plan as long as you can, as long as the game's either going your way or it's, you know, like that first half really wasn't anything happening. So I think you stick with your game plan then. But in a game of soccer, I think when you get down 2+ goals, you got to change things up and push some numbers forward, and that's what we had to do.
Well, it's another big week for Montana State Billings women's soccer. They'll host Northwest Nazarene on Thursday afternoon, and then it's the 8th Annual Rimrock Cup at Rocky Mountain College coming up this Sunday. We'll talk about that and some other things as the coach's show continues.
Hoo-hot.
What's hot?
Hoo-hot.
Hoo-hot?
That's right. Hoo-hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Hoo-hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Hoo-hot Mongolian grill. King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Don Trentum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, coming off a tough 3-0 loss at home against Central Washington. I'm just going to throw this out there, and I think it's probably, again, an unfair question, I think it's more probably an anomaly than anything else. But if you take a look at your record so far, a nice record. I mean, you're sitting at 6-4-1, 3-2 in the GNAC. Could be a whole lot worse. But if you take a look at it, you're 1-2 at home. A lot of those wins have gone on the road. Again, is that just an anomaly, or is this just a team that, for whatever reason, at least up to this point, seems to play better on the road?
Well, I think it's early to ask that question because we have played most of our schedule at home and really haven't – or at, on the road, excuse me, and really haven't been able to get into a kind of a rhythm at home, I guess. So we'll see. You know, I think this is a challenging week for us where we're coming off a bad home loss. We got a home game on Thursday. So let's see how we come out this Thursday. You know, you would think – and I know our players are geared up for is that they want to come out and show that they are a better home team and show that they can play better in front of their fans and do a lot better. But you know, we're 1-2 at home, 5-2-1 on the road. So I think we're gonna win more games at home. I think we're gonna win some more games on the road. And the great thing about this week's schedule is we got a chance to win one game at home and one game at the road on the road against Rocky Mountain College.
I think it's interesting. I think if we'd have talked at the start of the year, and if I'd have told you right now you're sitting at 6-4-1 overall, 3-2 in the GNAC with a tough schedule you had to play on the road, you'd have probably thought, well, I'd like to win a couple more than that, but that isn't all that bad. So despite the fact, you know, keeping in perspective, despite the fact that this was a disappointing 3-0 loss, I mean, all the goals that you started at the beginning of the year are still certainly within reach.
I think so. I think they are all attainable. However, we're still really disappointed that we lose 3-0 at home. And, you know, I don't want to take any moral victories that we're 6-4-1 and maybe this is where we should be. I think, you know, bottom line is we put ourselves in a great position the way we played on the road and then we came home and we stunk the place up. That's just being perfectly honest. I think as players, we didn't get it done on that day. As a coaching staff, we didn't get it done on that day, and we need to do better at home. So yeah, 6-4-1, it's a good record, but I think we want to be better than that. And I talked last week about we want to make a habit of winning in this program, and that's what we got to do. And losing 3-0 at home isn't a habit of winning.
So what were the big issues? Let's talk particularly. I know from an offensive standpoint, you said in the first half you didn't get enough chances. In the second half, the chances were there. You weren't able to finish it. But let's talk about the defense because, I mean, a Montana State Billings team giving up 3 goals in one half after being tied up at 0. I mean, that's just not something we're used to seeing. What were the major issues that were really – and obviously giving some credit to them as well. They did a nice job of attacking and what have you. But what were the major issues that and I imagine you've had a chance to look at the tape where you're sitting there and thinking, boy, we just didn't do a good job there.
Well, I think it comes down to this for me is that, you know, I always try and leave a game and find the positives out of it. I think my experience has told me, you know, if you dwell on the negatives, it can get real frustrating. So I always try and leave a game and look at the positives. I thought work-wise, our work rate was great on the day. I never have a problem with that with this team. You know, without getting too specific, I've talked to the players about it, but I'm not going to get too specific here. But I think the major issue on that day was there aren't too many games, if you look this year, where both our offense and our defense didn't get it done. And that was what happened on Saturday. We got shut out. Our leading goal scorer had one shot in the last, 30 seconds of the game. And our defense gave up 3 goals. So for me, it was just a very, you know, it's like I said, I didn't think the players offensively performed. I didn't think we performed defensively. I thought the coaching staff, you know, we're a part of that too. And we came out and they scored 3 goals on in the second half. So I just thought it was just a bad day for everybody. And that happens, and we move on, and we've talked about it, but don't want to get too specific about it.
I'll say this about Jocelyn, though. I mean, every time Jocelyn even got close to the ball, I mean, it just seemed like, it seemed like they had 30 players on the field, and they were all guarding her at times. I mean, you know what I'm saying. It was very – and I would imagine that's probably tough noogies because she's going to have to deal with that from now on, I suspect, with the kind of numbers she's put up. But from Jocelyn's standpoint, I thought that they really, really focused on her, and I suspect that's just something you're going to have to probably deal with the rest of the year, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's only the rest of the year. I think, you know, Jocelyn's got 70-plus games left here, and I'd imagine she's probably going to have that the rest of her career. But if you do remember, she did get around him a couple times, and she did send a great ball in the box one time that Libby just missed getting on the end of it. So she still created things. Even though she didn't have a lot of shots, she was still dangerous at times and put the ball in there for us and, you know, hit the post at the very end of the game. So even with all that attention, I like that. She likes that. I think she's going to thrive on that, because if they're going to draw that attention to her, that's gonna force her to overcome that attention, which she will. And it's also going to open up the game for the rest of the players. And, you know, it didn't necessarily do it that much on that day, but it did in a way. You know, Emily Holly, in her first collegiate regular season game, had 4 shots, 3 on goal, had 1 cleared off the line. So it kind of opened things up for her. So that was nice. And, yeah, she's going to draw the attention, but I think that's a good thing.
You say, talking about positive things out of there, I thought the play of Emily Holly, I mean, the fact that she just got in there, I said her name a lot. I was actually very impressed with the way she played. So, again, you know, I know you don't take a lot of positives out of a loss like that, but that had to be one of them.
Yeah, I did. And there's other positives, too. And we're, you know, it's still a young team, and we all have to remember that. We have to remember that as a coaching staff. Our players remember that. And every game's a chance to get better, a chance to learn from. And I think the attitude of this team is great. The character of this team is great. I've said that a lot of times. The work rate of this team is great. And I'm pretty convinced, they're pretty convinced that they're going to bounce back this week.
And I would agree. Northwest Nazarene coming up on Thursday at, of course, the College of Technology Field, Yellow Jacket Field, and then Rocky Mountain College on Sunday. We'll be back to talk about those two matches coming up.
At Perkins Restaurants, breakfast is a specialty. Breakfast is a tradition. Breakfast is served all day. But best of all, breakfast is just the beginning. Sure, you can get big fluffy omelets and golden buttermilk pancakes, but we also serve juicy burgers and mile-high melts, bread bowl salads, and hearty dinners like jumbo shrimp, grilled top sirloin steak, homestyle pot roast, even butterball roast turkey and dressing. At Perkins, we set the menu, but you pick the time. And no matter what time of day it is, you'll find a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, friendly staff, and your own pot of coffee right at your table. We even have our own bakery with fresh baked pies like luscious chocolate French silk and caramel apple. For all your favorites, served all day long. Now there's a Perkins right nearby. Stop in real soon. Perkins. Breakfast is just the beginning.
Stop by either Billings location and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Perkins is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jacket Athletics.
Talking with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Northwest Nazarene on Thursday at 4 o'clock at Yellow Jacket Field off Central there at the College of Technology. Northwest Nazarene, I know this is a program that has obviously, you know, been a challenge for a lot of teams in the GNAC through the years. I assume that they're bring a pretty good product to the field yet again.
Yeah, they're definitely improved from last year, and we saw that a couple weeks ago when they beat us 4-3 in overtime at their place. You know, we talked about the defense earlier, and maybe they're kind of down on themselves a little bit. And you know, I think they look at this as a great opportunity this Thursday. How many teams this year have scored 4 goals on us? 1, Northwest Nazarene. So I know that they're going to be really focused for this Thursday's game, and they want to kind of redeem themselves in the fact that they did give up 4 goals against this team last time. And, yeah, they're a good team. They definitely showed it on that day that we played them. They beat us last time we played them. So we're going to have to come out ready to go on Thursday.
I can only assume from an offensive standpoint, not bad. You scored 3 goals against them before. So, I mean, I know they're going to make adjustments, but from an offensive standpoint, you're in good shape. You know, somebody told you right now that they'll give you 3 goals. You'd probably be fairly happy with that. But losing 4-3, what sort of things, and without giving anything away, what sort of things do you need to do differently this time around, you know, to kind of flip that that situation around in terms of losing to them down there?
I think it's real simple. I think it comes down to individual defending, and I thought last time that we played them all over the field, our individual defending was poor on that day. I gave credit to Northwest Nazarene's players because they I think anytime your team's poor, that doesn't always have to do just with you. I think they have some good players on Northwest Nazarene, and they made us defend poorly on that day. But again, I just think that this team, the pride of our team, has always been defense in this program, and maybe this year, because we have such a good offense, we've gotten away from that a little bit. So I think the defenders are excited about this. And when I talk about the defenders, I talk about all 11 players on the field, because I think when you don't have the ball, you're all defending. When you have the ball, you're all attacking. But I know on that day they're going to be pretty geared up to keep that ball out of the back of their net.
Then coming up on Sunday at Rocky Mountain College at Wendy's Field off on the campus there of Rocky, you'll be taking on Rocky Mountain College as part of the 8th Annual Rimrock Cup, a series that's been kind of dominated by you, but at the same time, Rocky took it away from you last year in a great game. I know it's not a conference game, and I know right now you're looking at Northwest Nazarene, but still an important game for the program, I would think.
Does it seem like this to everybody that this maybe is a little bit of a revenge week? We lost to Northwest Nazarene earlier in the year, and we lost to Rocky last time we played them. So I think the Rocky game is always a weird game because it doesn't mean anything for us in terms of our conference standings, in terms of our NCAA postseason play. Yet it means everything because it's your in-town rival. So I know our players are excited, you know, to get a chance to play Rocky. It's always a good game. They're a good team, and you know, they'll be excited as soon as that game's on over Thursday. You know, they'll be excited to start getting ready for Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky's a team that's actually struggled a little bit this year. I know they were ranked, you know, in the top 25 at the start of the year, but starting to play better. They've got some good young players, and of course, they got Allie Beckers, a Billings Central gal, playing for them that was an All-American last year. So I know it's an NAIA school, but obviously a very good one.
Yeah, they've always fielded a very competitive team, and they're down this year a little bit, but. You know, that could be just some unlucky bounces. I haven't actually seen them play, so I don't know anything about them in terms of how their season's been going other than their record. But I don't really look at that. I just kind of look at us on the day against them, and I know it's going to be a competitive match because it always is, and we're going to have to play very well if we want to win it. And I know Rocky's going to come out, and they want to beat us. We want to beat them, So I always get excited about this game, and I think all the players do, the fans do, and it should be a great day on the great game on the day.
All right, coming up Thursday at 4:00, Northwest Nazarene on the Yellow Jackets' home field, and then on Sunday, 12 noon start time at Rocky Mountain College as they take on the Battling Bears. Coach Don Trenum, best of luck to you this week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ken.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.